Lord, the church is your people, not the buildings. So while the buildings may be closed, we, your people, still worship you. Even at this time of uncertainty, we know that you will not let us go. You allow us deep doubts, but you call us to faith, and so we come. Faith that allows us to discover more about you and your creation. So we thank you for your love and the dynamics of faith, the dynamics that allow doubts to be the springboards of faith. So in these uncertain times, help us to rest in your presence, to wait patiently, to help those we see in need when it is safe for us to do so. And in particular today, here, we bring our friends and our families to you. We pray for all the people of your world, for those who are finding things a little difficult at the moment, those struggling to make ends meet in the current situation, people who are sad or sick, at home or in hospital, people who would love to visit relatives yet can't, and relatives who would love to be visited yet can't. God, you do love each person with all our rainbow range of needs. Help those we have mentioned in our prayers to know your love and your still calm, reassuring presence, such that their lives are enriched and fulfilled. We feel your calm, your presence, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.